Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and it is 12:41 a.m. Thursday morning, and I wanted to do this podcast because I've been having insomnia for the past couple of weeks. Like, I just cannot sleep. I cannot turn my mind off. Like, there's so many things running in my mind, and it's just really hard for me to sleep. So it's like I'm up all night, and then, you know, this has like been continuing for a while. So I had to do some research, and I don't know how many people know about PTSD, but I just basically self-diagnosed myself with PTSD. I didn't get a diagnosis from a psychiatrist or a doctor or anything. I basically just self-diagnosed myself with PTSD. I don't even know if it's PTSD. I just feel like us as Black people, we've been through so much. Not just adults, even our children. Like, we've been through so much that we don't know that sometimes it can affect us when we get older. Some of us were raised ourselves. Some of us have seen a lot of things growing up as kids that traumatized us, that we didn't even know that it was trauma until you get become an adult and you realize, like, okay, yeah, this is something I need to talk about. So I basically wanted to do this podcast to just be my most transparent that I could ever be. I've lost so many people in my life. Like, if you listen to my podcast, you would know how many people in my life that I lost, that are no longer here anymore. And I mean, I feel like losing a loved one, the grief never stops. You learn to live with it, but you just never get over it. And just like not too long ago, those that know me know I lost my little cousin. And I feel like that was the most triggering thing I've ever dealt with. And I'm gonna tell you why. For one, I've lost, like I said, I lost a lot of people. I lost best friends when I was 14. I lost like close people that I love, like to murders and things like that. I lost my mom, my dad to illness, grandmom. A lot of people that I love, even my ex-boyfriend, it's all in heaven. I just wasn't prepared for losing my little cousin at the age of 24 at all. Excuse me. That wasn't something that I was prepared for. I'm still literally, I'm so traumatized that, you know, you think that trauma happens to kids, only kids, but you know, adults can be traumatized too. And I didn't realize how traumatized I was until now, that even seeing police sirens or growing up in New York, you always hear the ambulance, you always hear police cars. But now I'm so nervous. Like, I just feel like I hear gunshots. It's like, oh my God, somebody kid just lost their life, you know? And like the age is getting younger and younger. These kids are dying so young. And I know this is the world that we live in, and it's a dog-eat-dog world, but just I think being in it and being an adult now, it just don't make sense to me. And it never did make sense to me because I lost so many young friends at like 17, 16, 14 years old when they were young. And when you lose so many people that young and you're a young person, I remember being a kid, I never thought that children could die. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't think that kids could get hurt or die. I thought it was only for old people and adults. But when you get older, you realize that life does not have, like, an eternity button that you could press and live forever. Like, we all have an expiration date. Some are sooner than others, and some people live longer than us. But the thing about it is I just feel like the way that the people that I love, and not even just the people that I love, just people in general, are leaving this planet. It's very, very cold. And my little cousin, Z, he did not deserve what happened to him. I know we lose people every single day. People that are very, very loved, we lose them every day. And we can't get them back. No matter what you do, no matter if the person get arrested, go to jail, they ain't ever coming back. So I just basically wanted to do this podcast because these past couple of days I've been so emotionally triggered and so emotionally just with the shits, and so emotionally questioning God, and so emotionally just sad, and emotionally just overwhelmed. My anxiety is like triggered, and I had to really today sit back and see that, you know what, I'm going through something. No matter how I handle it, it's affected me. Business still goes on and life still goes on, but the people that are left with picking up the pieces and trying to figure out why did things happen, that is like a forever scar, forever wound that just, it feels like it never closes. And even before losing my little cousin, I've been having insomnia. Like, I just can't sleep. Like, I'm just so overwhelmed with my business and trying to take it to the next level and just trying to figure out how to do that. I'm also in the mix of trying to find a house and, you know, have myself together and be ready for purchasing a home, trying to figure out if I want to move out of the city completely. I have so much on my plate. And then I still have a daughter that's in high school and she's studying, and I have to be a mom, and I have to be strong. But I have my vulnerability moments where I question God, and I don't like to even say that because he's always had my back. I mean, God has always had my back. I want for nothing. You understand me? I don't want for anything. I'm always taken care of. My daughter's always provided for. We don't starve. We don't want for nothing. I am not in a place where I want to be. Like, I wish I was in my dream home right now, but it's a process and I'm working towards that. So that makes me feel proud about myself. There's just a lot of things that I want to accomplish with my business as far as just growing my brand. I love my business, Burner Sage and Fairy Child Cosmetics, and I also have my hair company that's under Fairy Child Cosmetics. But I want to do more. I feel like, yes, I can take myself on dates and go on a vacation and, you know, take my daughter to nice places. But at the end of the day, I want more. I want more. I want more for my family. I want to give back. I want to be able to inspire young ladies to get the bag without selling your soul or compromising your morals and your character to get where you need to be. There's other ways that you can get to where you need to be without doing that. And I just feel like us as a people just need to do better. And I wanted to do this podcast because I don't know if it's anybody that feel that way. Like when you look at my life, people that don't know me, I'm very cool for school. I just chill. I'm on my business. I'm not on no nonsense. But these past couple of days, I've been feeling like I'm just being triggered. Like, I just want to pop off. And that girl is not me anymore. I did grow up in the projects back in the day when I was younger. I don't live there anymore, but I'm still in the hood. But sometimes, even though you want to take that high road and you want to be the best person you could be, and you try to be the most peaceful person and burn sage and meditate and pray, sometimes things could trigger you. And I realize when that is occurring, you need to take self-inventory and see what it is that's bothering you. And I realize I'm being triggered because I lost my little cousin to some senseless nonsense, and I don't even know what is going to be the come of this. And not only that, it's just like just seeing every day a young boy killing somebody else over some nonsense, or these young girls getting killed every day. It's just like, why are we doing this? What is going on? Like, I feel like I don't even know, you know. I really don't even know. Like, this podcast is basically for me to vent to myself because I just have so many plans that I want to do. And it's so hard to do it when you have little resources, you know? Like, if you have enough resources to figure things out, you need more resources for it to continue to blossom. And I hate when a person tell you, oh, you don't need money to start a business. I'm like, shut up. I don't like that. Because even when I started my business back in 2011, 12, you needed money. You didn't need a lot of money to start a business, but you need money to grow your business. You have to invest in growing and just investing in your business in order for it to flourish. And I feel like right now, Burning Sage Apparel can be so much more. if I had the opportunity to really just have full creative control without worrying about the pricing of fabrics and manufacturers and seamstress and things like that. Like, if I can just be in a creative bubble, I know I can make so much money. But I feel like in order for me to grow my brand and in order for me to really branch out, I need investors. And I never wanted one because I felt so proud on the fact that I own my business 100%. I don't owe any banks any money. I don't owe any loaners or, I mean, investors, nobody, anything. My business is 100% mine, 100%. All of my businesses are. But at the same time, I also feel like I need support and help in order for my business to grow. And so right now, I'm like, I have insomnia because I'm focused on my business, and I'm also a little anxiety filled about my business because there's so many creative ideas that I want to do and I just can't do it. So I'm up all night thinking of ideas and sketching designs and finding manufacturers, and I want to book a flight to China so I can go to, like, literally to the warehouse and see my clothing line and everything, just come up with the fabrics and my textiles and everything. Like, that's where my mind is at right now, and it breaks my heart that I cannot do it because I really need an investor. Me spending my own money and not having enough business capital has affected me, and that stresses me out. So those are one of the culprits why I'm having insomnia. Number two is also just like feeling like I'm not where I need to be. And I'm going to explain to you why. And I feel like I'm exactly where I need to be. My bills are paid. I don't want for anything. I can take care of myself. But me just being the Virgo that I am and the perfectionist that I am, I'm really hard on myself, and I don't give myself enough grace. And I always tell myself to think, well, you have to give yourself grace because you're so focused on accomplishing a goal and you're not appreciating where you are. And it's not the end of the rainbow. It's just the journey. I think the journey is what I need to really appreciate. I think I need to appreciate these moments right now. Just being free and loving life. But there's some times where I really, like I said, I question God, but not in a bad way. It's more so like, what was I here for? Like, what am I here for? That's what really questions me, like that question mark. Like, God, I know I have a good connection with the Lord, and I know He loves me. I've had a connection with Him since I was a kid, but I feel like I've witnessed so much tragedy, so much trauma growing up as a kid, and just seeing a lot of death and going through a lot of trauma, always fighting as a young kid, not because I wanted to fight. I was raised in an environment where it was doggy dog. You had to survive. If you didn't survive, then you was getting walked over, and that wasn't an option for me. So I just sometimes just question a lot of my life, even though I'm a grown woman and my life is very peaceful now. I still question, like, what am I here for? I'm doing a really good job as a mom with my daughter. I love her so much, and I just want to protect my family. Like, I want to protect them all. You know, I wish I could just put a blanket of protection around all of my family that I love, but that's impossible. And I feel like I'm only one person, and I can't do it all. But what I can do is show my vulnerability. I can show my humility. I can show that I do hurt, you know, because like I said, I'm a tough individual. I don't really cry often. I don't have the luxury to cry because I have to figure out the plan B, you know. I think a person to have luxury to cry all day is a person that is catered to all the time. You have that luxury, but when you don't have that luxury, you still have to get up, you still have to work, you still have to take care of your family, you still have to figure it out. I want to give grace to those women. I also wanted to say this. My cousin that passed away not too long ago, I haven't been so close with my family, with that side. Not him. I loved him. He was always neutral, always sweet, sweetheart. Nothing to do with him. But his mom and my my mother's side of the family, after she passed away, we all just like kind of like just went our own way. It was somewhat a little bit messy. I don't even know to this day why it was, but even though I don't speak to them, I don't see them, I pray for them every day. No shade. I'm not saying this to be like funny or anything. I genuinely don't hold any grudges in my heart, and I just want to tell my cousin that mom that passed away, I'm so sorry. I am devastated, and I can only imagine how you feel, and I couldn't even imagine how you feel. So I want to send an olive branch, not saying we got to be kumbaya and go to brunch tomorrow, but I just wanted to say that you're definitely in my prayers, and my heart is completely broken. You're not the only one that feels a certain way. I'm sure he was loved by so many people, but you were his mom, so I know that it affects you more than anybody. And I could never take that away, and I wish I could take that away from you. I wish that I could snap my finger and bring my cousin back, but that's not how life works. I feel like every situation that we go through, we have to learn from it, and we have to get better from it. Sometimes it can make a person worse, but I feel like losing my little cousin, hopefully, it'll make everyone in the family better. Just not even in the family, just in general. I also was thinking about a lot of things that, like, doesn't matter to me anymore. Like, petty nonsense, it doesn't matter to me anymore. Arguing over something that I don't... What was he arguing over? I don't care. Those things doesn't matter to me no more. What matters to me now is showing up in the future. Showing up now. Doing the best I can now. I can't change what happened 10 years ago. I'm not even the same person who I was 10 years ago or 8 years ago or 5 years ago or even yesterday. Every day I'm evolving. Every day I'm learning, and I just want to be the best I can be. And I feel like just going through so much right now, which is the loss of my little cousin and anxiety and my businesses and all of these things, and trying to be the best mom I can be and still have a social life, has been taking a toll on me completely. And I feel like a couple of days ago, I kind of crashed. I feel like it's like I'm trying to keep everything moving. I'm trying to keep the machine oily, but I eventually crashed, and I'm human and I make mistakes. We all do. And I have to give myself grace, because it's just like, girl, I want to do so much, but I'm only one person and I'm doing it all by myself. So I'm learning how to ask for help now. I'm learning how to just listen instead of talk so fucking much. I'm learning that we all make mistakes and nobody's perfect. And I'm also learning to forgive. And I've been forgiven a lot. I don't have no hate in my heart towards nobody. And I just wanted to do this podcast because I'm literally 100% ready to move out of Harlem. I'm ready to, like, take a risk on myself. It's like, man, I want to get my house, but then I really want to invest a lot of money into my business, and I can't do them both at the same time. I don't want to say the word can't. I'm not able right now to invest in my business the way I would like, and I'm not able to buy my house right now. I have to continue working on my credit. Like, my credit is pretty good now, so that's a good thing, but it's still a process. It's not going to happen overnight, but I'm working towards those goals, and I'm just working on me. I want to be the best mom I could be. I want to be the healthiest I could be. I want to be just the most, I don't know why I'm getting emotional. I'm a little emotional. And I'm gonna give myself grace and allow myself to be, because I'm never really, like I said, I'm never really emotional. Nothing really bothers me, especially when there's things that's like external. Those things don't bother me. I'm really cool to just forgive and let go and keep it moving. But I guess by losing my little cousin, this has bothered me a lot. And I wasn't able to go to the funeral at all. I didn't want to see him like that. I just, like, kind of want to live in, like, a delusional world and just remember him the way I remember him last. And I wasn't able to go. But I know he know I love him. He know that I do. And my sister went. And I just feel like losing my little cousin has, it's been one of the toughest things that I have to deal with in a while. And I'm just, I can't sleep. Like, I've been like taking like Tylenol PM, or I'm up to like 5 a.m. and I gotta get my daughter up for school, and I'm just like up, and I'm like, oh my God, when did I sleep? I haven't slept. And it's because my anxiety is like through the freaking roof, guys. And like another thing, I'm a single woman by choice. It's not because I don't have nobody that want to be with me. I have multiple options, no shade. But I'm single by choice, and I feel like I am at a place in my life where I'm ready for a change. And I don't know if that is being in a relationship, because like I said, I can be in one if I want one. I'm very independent and self-sufficient by myself. I don't got no drama. Nobody ugly son ain't stressing me out. But I feel like in order for me to elevate in my life, I have to take more risk. And I feel like I don't take enough, because my gut is so on point and my intuition is so on point that I will cut a situation off before it even start. But I feel like I need to start giving myself and others more grace, because I will cut you off in a second and don't even bat a lash. Like, my lash isn't even bad. Just like literally just cut you off and keep it moving, because I know what I deserve and I know what I'm worth. But at the same time, I have to give people grace, and I have to give them the opportunity to show me that they some fuck niggas and they not about shit, because not everybody is. Some people are genuinely ready to be loved and want to be loved, and there's some people that just want to waste your time. So I definitely have to be selective of who I allow myself to spend time with, let alone be in a relationship, but just like even spend time with. I need to like you, I need to trust you, I need to know that you're not going to waste my damn time. And that's it. In like a few years, my daughter be going to college, and I don't want to be home, you know, just by myself. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't want to think about that. That's a whole nother reason. That's another part of my goddamn anxiety. Like, oh my God, my daughter go away to school. What am I going to do? But who knows where I'm going to be in the next 2 years? Like, who knows? God has everything in store and control. And I just have to have faith. But I wanted to do this podcast to let everybody know, like, if you're feeling inadequate, or you feel like whatever you're trying ain't working, sometimes it's good to take a step back and just trust the process. That's it. And I have to take my own advice. And I just did. Like, I need to, like, see how far I've come. Like, I've came so far with my business and just my work ethic and just everything about me. I've grown so much. My temperament has chilled. I have more grace. I don't like arguing. I just want peace. And I feel like I've grown a lot. And I have a lot more to grow. I'm only going to be 40 years old in a few months. And that is a big age. But it's also still time for me to grow. And I'm working on it. And I'm ready for it. And I just hope all these young boys out here that's out here just losing your lives and killing each other for nonsense. Like, I just wish you could see more value in yourself and see that you have so much more to give to the world and so much more to do. Don't sell yourself short, black man. Please don't. Because you're going to have a lot of people sad. You're going to have your kids sad. You're going to have your mom sad, your dad sad, your family sad, your friends sad. So I just feel like just make the best decisions you could make. And that's one thing God gave us all. He always gave us options and opportunities. And we just have to make the best choices. And on that note, this is Fairy Child talking to you from the streets of Harlem. I'm coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I'm actually really tired. I just can't sleep. So I just want to do this podcast. I hope you guys take what I'm saying. And you take it or you don't. It is what it is. But I had to get it off my chest. So on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And I'm outie. Peace out, guys.